Hello, welcome. I'm Christine Hartfunk to Nigeria Info and Herring Budhaka to number one talk news and sports station, your number one talk station. I'm Dio. 8 minutes gone past 4 o'clock. And let's move on to the next matter of discourse. Now, a couple of days ago, some item was on the news. And let's just give a brief history here, if you will. A brief history of where this started from. So this was a story from the cable, once again, just a couple of days ago. I think this was November 8th, and as a matter of fact, I did discuss it on the show. Court orders remand of EFCC chairman over contempt. Now, here's a bit of the story. A Federal Capital Territory High Court in Maitama has ordered the remand of Abdulrasheed Bawah, chairman of the EFCC, for contempt. Chizoba Oji, the presiding judge, ordered the IG of police to ensure the committal order is executed. And the judge gave the order in the motion on some motion on notice filed by Adeni Ojuawo, Air Vice Marshal, now retired, against the federal government. The judge held that the chairman, EFCC, is in contempt of the orders of this honorable court made on November 21st, 2018, directing the EFCC to return to the applicant his Range Rover and a sum of 40 million naira. Having continued willfully in disobedience to the order of this court, he should be committed to prison at Kuje Correctional Center for his disobedience and continued disobedience of the said order of court made on November 21st, 2018, until he purges himself of the contempt. The IG of police shall ensure that the order of this honorable court is executed forthwith. The EFCC. So that's the background to this. Or some background to this. There's been an update to that situation. Well, several updates, but this maybe is the latest update. Story from the Daily Post: court sent aside conviction of EFCC boss Bawah. The High Court, interestingly, the same High Court in the Federal Capital Territory in Abuja on Thursday, put aside the contempt proceedings and all the directives of conviction for contempt against Abdulrasheed Bawah, the chairman of EFCC. Justice Chizoba Oji set aside the proceedings today after hearing an application brought by Bawah. The application was brought pursuant to Section 66A and Section 36(1) of the Constitution of Nigeria 1999 as amended, Section 91 of the Sheriffs and Civil Process Act, CAP S6 laws of the Federal Republic of Nigeria 2004, and other relevant enactments. According to the court, at the time of the order, Bawah was not in contempt of court as he had complied with the order, and the respondent's Range Rover be released, and by several internal memoranda, the applicant had initiated the EFCC's internal mechanism to make the payment of the sum of 40 million naira to the respondent. So there you have it. That's the latest on the matter. So I'm asking you, I'm sure there are several perspectives or several talking points as far as this matter is concerned, but I'm asking you, so maybe the EFCC has fulfilled this or has initiated a process of concluding this matter, but it's been about 4 years now. 2018 till now is about 4 years. So I'm asking you, why does government take years or sometimes even never to implement orders of court? What do you think is responsible for that? Is it the process? Was it bureaucracy or red tapes that made it last about 4 years before this matter is finally being attended to by the EFCC? But also joining me via phone for this conversation is former chairman, Nigeria Bar Association, Omok Branch, and also associate professor of public law at the Rivers University, Barrister Richard Wokocha. Barrister Wokocha, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Thank you, Dario. Good evening, Nigerian.
Now, let's start on this note before we get to the nitty-gritty of the particular case at hand. On a general note, can a court reverse its own order?
Yes, where an order is made by the court and there are genuine grounds for urging the court to set aside that order, yes, the court can.
What would constitute genuine grounds for a court to reverse its own order?
One is usually where there is a specific fact upon which the order was made. Another is where there was a fraud. And another is where there are facts to show that the order was no longer necessary because the basis on which the order was made or the matter and effect of which the order was made has already been attended. I don't want to think the matter we are looking at falls within the third category of the examples I have given.
Now, however, this sounds to me like an appeal. So the court, the High Court, delivered its judgmental ruling on the matter, convicting the EFCC chairman of contempt and ordering that he be remanded at the Kujay prison. And I discussed this with you when that order was made initially. And at that time, we had heard that the EFCC or the chairman had filed an appeal. So, if an appeal is to be filed, do you file an appeal to the same court that ordered or that delivered judgment in your matter, or do you go to the appeal court, a superior court, to file your appeal?
Let me remind you, we are discussing media reportage of the situation. If what EFCC decides was an appeal, that would be filed at the court of appeal, even though the process is issued to the registry of the court in which the order was made. But an appeal goes to the court of appeal. So it would appear that what the EFCC decides, this is the same thing we are hearing about now. What they find will be processed, urging the court to rescind the judgment because the subject of the content has already been dealt. In other words, that they have already complied with the directive or order in respect of which the content order was made.
Does it not matter that in spite of the fact that according to the EFCC, the Range Rover, the car in question, which was confiscated or impounded at that time, about 4 years ago, or possibly even longer, definitely longer, I suppose, because judgment was delivered in 2018. Exactly. But the matter first came up long before that. So even though the EFCC has given the car to him now, the money is still with the EFCC. So one could say that the EFCC has still not complied with the order of court. Would I be right to say that the EFCC has still not complied with the order of court? And would that not still serve or constitute a contempt of the court, sort of?
I have one challenge with person when you are not reading the judgment of the court. It's the challenge of possibility of a distortion of facts. Now, if you look at the information available, now even the reportage of this development, you find that they were repairing to Range Rover worth 40 million naira. So is this Range Rover and 40 million naira, or is Range Rover worth 40 million naira?
It's Range Rover and 40 million naira.
Okay, because the link that I have read are saying Range Rover worth 40 million naira. So if it is Range Rover and 40 million naira, if you comply with facts and have not complied with the order, you have not complied with the full judgment, you have not fully complied with the judgment or order of the court. But for the court to say it is satisfied that they have complied with the judgment, to mean that the steps have been taken. Another thing, perhaps, why whole drama is possible is that the contempt proceeding was commenced under the former chairman. But I also saw in the link that it was not served from 48 and 49. That would mean that those funds were served on the former chairman before he came into office. So the proceeding only got concluded under him, which is how he became beneficiary or inheritor of the outcome of that proceeding. The order for contempt. So, if that is the case, it will mean all of that is just before now. And if it seems what happened between then and now was not within the purview of the court, this is why the court would give such judgment. It will also mean that whatever was filed on behalf of the state was filed before he came into office. So, if it was filed by ESCC under him, then he cannot. I claim that he was not aware and he did not directly see any other. So I think all of this would suggest the first thing to say is the court has said it is satisfied that compliance has been done. with the order. And if that is the case, then she could not have the whole house we are dealing with. And if that is the case from which the court rescinded the order, then that is it.
So speaking of compliance, what happened is the car, the Range Rover, has been handed back to him. Now there's the other matter of a 40 million naira, which is still with the EFCC. But what the EFCC presented before the courts is documents showing internal memoranda that the process has been initiated to return the 40 million naira as well. Now, does initiating the process equal compliance with the courts? Because what the court asked was not that you initiate a process, but that you hand the money over to him.
Perhaps, in short of speculation, perhaps the fact will be that if this particular chairman on coming into office initiated the process, then it could be said or it could be argued that he has taken steps to obey the order that was made. If it was initiated before he came into office, then the argument, the position you are sitting now will apply. I mean, can't be perfected in the process. So it is possible. Unfortunately, we are not dealing with the court documents and the affidavits that we have sworn, showing that those things have been done. If it was done by this chairman, it will be reasonable for the court to say that steps have been taken in compliance. For the court to be satisfied, because the key thing there is that the court ready for satisfied with evidence shown that compliance has taken place.
Also, that the court reached the earlier decision it reached, ordering or convicting the EFCC chair of contempt and ordering that he be remanded, and now has changed that just in a matter of maybe 2-3 days. Does that mean that the court was not careful in its earlier considerations of the issues?
No, what it suggests to me is that there were current facts that we are not seated before the court, and we are not there for what was considered by the court. So the court is not a magician, the judge is not a magician, and the court does not have the people's presence to know what is going on everywhere. So it is what is filed before the court that the court looks at in the judgment. So if all that was before the court, the processes that we have filed for current actions that we are taking, and those current actions were not brought before the court, because we reached the conclusion it is. That is the only way you could be filing some fresh things to satisfy the court that there has been compliance, or that there is compliance enough to warrant the court sending the order in.
All right. Now, also, by the way, you can join the conversation. Just a reminder, we're live on facebook.com/Nigerian for PH. We're live on Twitter as well, at Nigerian for PH. Let's get your take on this. And the phone line will be open in a moment, but the number is 0700-93-093. Oscar Barrister, does it matter at all that the EFCC has taken this long, 4 years, to implement this order of court? Is that, should that be a consideration as well?
It does matter that it took this long for them to comply with the judgment of the command. This is judgment order. It's made after full consideration.
The latest.
And the judgment. And considering that there was no appeal, there is no reasonable excuse at all, and there is no proper reason that can be advanced as being the reason for the delay in complying with the judgment of the court. It does matter, and it does gross injustice to the victim of the activity, because there's also lost value. That money has lost value.
I was going to ask you that. In fact, I should have added to that question. Now, and especially in law, there's a saying: it's not enough that judgment or justice has been served; justice must be seen to have been served as well. Now, the Range Rover in question, I doubt it was it's a 2018 model. It couldn't have been if the case started before 2018. Even if it was a 2018 model, is 4 years old already, so the value has greatly declined. The 40 million naira in question, 40 million naira 4 years or 5 or 6 years ago, does not have the same value now. So can we truly say that justice has been served in this case?
Substantially, we can say justice has been served if we have gotten back the things that we are lost. But we cannot take away the fact that justice was served in a manner that is not anticipated by the law or by the rule of law. What he has suffered in between the delivery of the judgment and now was not anticipated, was not considered in court. In fact, if it was all of that, we are before the court in making judgment, perhaps if he had asked for damages, the court would have granted those damages or additional damages against the ESC. So it's justice served, but served, I don't want to use a button just in there.
Please hold that thought, barrister. We have to go for a break now. Stick around, we'll be back in a bit.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. Still Hard Factor Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dio. 28 minutes to go before 5 o'clock. We've got the news updated at 5, but discussions continue for the moment. Let's see. As a reminder of what the matter is at this time, court set aside conviction of EFCC boss Bauer. My guest is John Mivarfern, Barrister Richard Wokocha. Barrister Wokocha, you're welcome back.
Thank you, Dio.
By the way, feel free to join the conversation now. Lines open. Call 0700-93-093. That's 0700-93-093. We're live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. We're live on Twitter as well, at Nigeria Info PH. Let's get your take on the matter at hand. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, you're welcome. Go ahead.
I'm Jonathan and I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, please. Is the number to call. A reminder of that. Barrister, just a while ago, during the conversation before the break, you did say that if the applicant, the owner of the Range Rover car and the 40 million naira, decides to, he can go to court to seek damages for whatever losses he may have incurred by the EFCC holding onto his properties for all of these years. Is that correct?
I was saying, if this fact, which we are facing now, which is the length of time it has taken for the judgment to be complied with, if all of that delay was before the court, and if he had claims for damages, the court would have been minded to make those, to grant those claims over the time that has passed and what he has lost in terms of value and money. So, I was saying, yes, there is a difference. There is an issue with the fact that implementation of that order of court was delayed until now. And so whether he can go to court to claim damages, every citizen is at liberty if he feels, if he suspects or feels that his rights have been infected upon or has been violated, he is at liberty to approach the court. So he will be at liberty to do so should he decide to do so now, over what he has suffered as a consequence of the unjust delay. on just an illegal delay.
We've got Jonathan from Rubik on the line. Jonathan, you're welcome. Go ahead. Hello, Jonathan. Go ahead.
Hello. Dead?
Go ahead, please. You're live on radio.
Dead?
Jonathan, you are live on radio. Go ahead.
Okay.
Once again, 0700-93-093 is the number to call via facebook.com/NigerianForPH, via Twitter as well, at NigerianForPH. Got a message here. What is Mitya Tabawa is in consonance with his deeds. He deserves more at a higher degree. The law must prevail. And that's from Jerry. Well, Jerry, if you've been following the conversation so far, if you have been listening to the conversation, I'm sure you would not hold that position. Because the EFCC chair became chairman this year, just some months ago, earlier this year. I think March or thereabouts. But this order had been given since 2018. And as a matter of fact, the current chairman, Bauer, had already initiated the process to make these returns to the owner. Michael from Rumi, you're welcome. Go on.
Yeah, thank you very much, Daya.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Daya, for me, I'm kind of disappointed with both the judge and everybody self. Yeah, wow. Because you cannot deliver a judgment since 4 years ago, and after 4 years, the judgment has not been implemented. And this is actually the reason why some people still prefer jungle justice than even going to court, which I know is not right. But if we are a serious country, we cannot continue to go on this path where 4 years after...
Michael, you make a very strong point. However, question, what exactly did the court do wrong at this time?
The court is supposed to make sure that that the judgment that they've delivered is implemented. I don't see why that EFCC boss should have even been going around for over 4 years that he has been giving judgment to
No. Bauer became chairman this year.
Sorry, Dario, sir?
Bauer became chairman this year.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter now. The other one who was there should have been the one facing the whole penalty, because 4 years is not a child's plea. And 4 million since then. What if this man had a pressing issue that he needed his money to attend to? And what if the issue is an issue of life and death? And then, God forbid, the person that he was supposed to attend to died in the process because of lack of funds. And somebody's money is tied up somewhere. And they are telling me that they are initiating nonsense for over 4 years. How can that be? Oh, this is not fair now. This is not fair. Somebody should have been somebody is supposed to be punished since. This is not a serious country. Honestly.
All right, Michael. Call on from Rumulai. Welcome. Go on.
Yes. Good evening.
Hello, Kola. Go on.
Are you with me?
Yeah, go ahead, Kola.
All right. If I understand the process properly, the judgment was given about 4 years ago.
In 2018, yes.
Present, pardon?
In 2018, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Judgment was given about 4 years ago concerning someone that was indicted in a situation, and it was not implemented by the court. Is that right?
No. Colin, you've not been following the conversation. That's not it. You're not correct. And I can't explain it to you again now, but if you follow the conversation, if you listen for a bit, you might catch up with where we are. But thanks for listening, though. So just listen for a moment, listen to the conversation, and you might get it. So maybe do I need to go over it again? So here it is for Colin and anybody else who didn't follow the matter. So here's what happened. The EFCC prosecuted some fellow, a retired military officer, some years ago. And in 2018, and by the way, possibly while investigation was going on, the EFCC had impounded a Range Rover car belonging to him and 40 million naira, which they claimed was the proceeds of some fraud, you know, that they claimed he was bribed or something of that nature with the car and 40 million naira cash as well. So they took that from him. Now, in 2018, the court decided that the EFCC had not sufficiently proved its case and ordered that the man be released and his money and the car, the Range Rover, be returned to him since 2018. Now, that did not happen, and apparently it is happening now in 2022. So it was on that basis the man went to court. Apparently, he possibly had been to court before Bauer became chairman. Bauer became chairman, I think, March this year or thereabouts, and ever since he had initiated the process of returning these items to him. And as a matter of fact, the car reportedly had already been returned to him, but the process to return the money had been initiated already. I think that's a good enough summary of the entire matter thus far. Well, Barrister, did I miss anything out?
No, you're in order.
Okay, so that's it, caller, and anybody else, by the way, who possibly wasn't following the conversation before now. But what I'm asking you as well is, okay, we'll come to that shortly. Now, Barrister, the previous caller, before caller, you know, sounded very pained about this, as understandably, as I believe a lot of any rational thinking person would feel as well. Is there anything the courts could have done in all of that 4 years? I mean, he raised certain, you know, scenarios. I mean, what if the man had a sickly family member, a sickly child? He needed maybe 5 million, 10 million to save the person's life. And he's got 40 million with the EFCC, and who knows, maybe the person lost their life. I mean, so much could have gone wrong in all of that time. Could the courts have done anything in all of that 4 years before now to ensure that its order was carried out?
The judgment hasn't been given. The court will usually be functions of issue on the matter. But where they failed to implement as they did in this case, the court could only react if the motion is brought as in this case for contempt. If that has been brought earlier, let's say first 1 or 2 years of the giving of that judgment, the court would have done what it did now. It could have exercised this power of contempt to commit whoever is holding the judgment, implementation of the judgment, or contempt. That is what the court could have done in the circumstance. Nothing beyond that. Compelling them.
All right. We got Edison from... Edison from Rubia County. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dyer. Please, I have a question. I would want the lawyer to clarify or answer regarding the EFCC issue. Yes, I don't know. Can you hear me, Dyer?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Please, I would want to know, since the EFCC chairman assumed office in March, according to what you said, in March this year, I would want to know if, upon assumption of office, if the privileges of that very office, the benefits and other entitlements regarding that office of the EFCC chairman, including the consequences of that office, does Bauer, the current EFCC chairman, equally incur all these things upon assumption?
Could you repeat that question again, Edison?
My question is, as an EFCC chairman,
yes,
if the privileges of that very office, the benefits of that very office, the entitlement of that very office as the EFCC chairman, and the consequences of that same office, does Bauer equally incur all this upon assumption of office?
Okay, all right. But I still question, did you get the question?
Yes, I got the question.
Okay.
The answer is yes, and you asked a similar question when we talked about this matter, when news of the committal order. Once you're appointed to an office, you inherit, you are appointed to the office, and you become responsible for everything that that office is supposed to do as an officer. Depends on the things that are yet to be signed, decisions yet unmade on pending issues, implementation of liabilities, duties, and responsibilities, all of that come on assumption on office. So, yes, so I was fully responsible as DSP chairman for implementation of any pending judgment and any pending responsibility.
And by the way, I need to make a certain correction. I was absolutely wrong when I said Bauer became chairman of EFCC earlier this year. I have just checked and confirmed that Bauer actually was confirmed as EFCC chairman February 24. He was nominated or appointed by the president February 16, 2021, and was confirmed February 24, 2021. So he's been EFCC chair since early last year. That's well over a year now. So, Barrister, now with this piece of information, does that change the dynamic somewhat? Because I was under the impression, I think I just missed, I confused the date somewhat. I was under the impression he became the chairman earlier this year, but that's not correct. He's been chairman since February last year. Does it change the dynamic somewhat?
It would appear to me that it would not. The reason I say so is that if those what is reported in the link are correct, and that was in the media, that he was not sacked from 48 and from 49, it would mean that the process for committal was initiated before he got into office. But if it was initiated while he was in office, then there would have been no basis for making those claims. The application that was made to the court, which the court granted in rescinding the order it made earlier. So, if the process was commenced under him, then he was fully responsible. What it simply means is that the power has been as responsible for implementing that order of the judgment of the court for as long as he was head of the SEC, whether in acting capacity or in confirmed capacity. So his responsibility will date back to that February 2021.
All right, we got thank God from GRA. Thank God, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Hello, Dio. Good day.
Go ahead, please.
I think what happened there was as a result of saying tender justice with mercy, because the judgment, Bauer came in recently, and he has made a move to pay the fine or the penalty that was ordered by the court. And the judgment was not directly to an individual. If the judgment was against an individual, like the EFCC boss, as it directly to him himself, and not the judgment was for EFCC. So, hello?
Yes, go on.
Yeah, so the judgment now was not for the individual like the EFCC chairman. The judgment was for EFCC. And the new chairman that came in now has made move. Hello?
Go ahead, thank God. Go ahead.
Okay, I thought you were saying something. So the new chairman, Bauer, has made move to make that payment. So therefore, I think the judge can decide to consider that move made by putting into consideration the move that has been made by Bauer to like reverse his judgment. Which so I think is okay like that. If for the fact that it was the former chairman that was still there, yes, he has to face the penalty for disobeying the court order. As in going against the court content, he could have faced the penalty. But now this is a new person and he has made move to make the payment. So therefore.
All right, thank you. Good to hear from you. And Barrister, this is a problem that's been with us for a while now. Courts issuing judgments against the government or agencies of government. And then sometimes it takes years, sometimes even never. What is intrinsically responsible for this? And is there anything that we can do to put an end to it to ensure that the judgments of courts against government or agencies are adhered to and implemented immediately?
Hello, Mario.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Is it a problem that has been with us, as you said rightfully? Is there anything we can do to make government behave differently? I think it's best to ensure that we have a system where our reaction matters to government. Because what makes government non-responsive to public feeling is when they have the confidence that they can do without the public. So I think that if we get our electoral system right and votes begin to count, the government here will be as responsible as any government anywhere in the world. The moment the feeling of the citizens will determine the outcome of elections, government will become responsive and responsive.
What does government have to do with this? I mean, by government, I think you might be referring to the presidency. What does the position or the office of the president have to do with the police or the EFCC not obeying a judgment of court or not implementing or giving effect to a judgment of court?
EFCC is an ministerial establishment that answers to the president. So its misconduct rubs off on the president. And in Senate line, the president will react immediately if any office or any officer that answers to him embarrasses the government by portraying the government as being a lawless thing. So it has everything to do with government, federal government, and especially the president, because the EFCC answers to the president. It's a ministerial agency.
Well, I think we'll probably take another call before wrapping up the conversation. All right, we've got Pascal on the line. Hello, Pascal, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Hello?
Pascal, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Dayo, you see? Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Pascal.
Okay. This issue we're talking about, GSCC and this man. The challenge I have here is that this latest court pronouncement on Bawa's issue didn't take up to 1 week, and this money has been released. Yet,
no, the money has not been released. But go ahead, Pascal.
This money has been on, you know, since Bawa assumed office, which you now confirm that is by last year, is over 1 year now, going to 3 years. But all of a sudden, within 1 week, they return the money. So what has been holding them from returning this money since last year that he assumed office?
Pascal, the money has not been returned, Pascal. The process has been initiated. It's only the vehicle that's been returned.
So up to now, the money has not been returned.
No, it hasn't.
Wow, that's serious. All right, that might take time.
Oh, thanks for calling in as well. Barrister, your final words, please, as we wrap it up.
It's important that government be heard by government. And the best example and the best way for them to do so is to be law-abiding. So every action of the government speaks to the citizens. It must also be noted that disobeying court judgment is disobeying the laws of the land and disobeying the land itself. And that is the country. And so, at all times, citizens should do everything they can to compel the government to do what a law they are supposed to do. This is a good development, and I hope everything has finally been released. It's good for us, it's good for justice, and it's good for our democracy.
And that's a wrap on the conversation. Barrister Wokko Chajan, Associate Professor of Public Law at the River State University and former Chairman, Nigeria Bar Association, Amok Branch. Barrister Wokko Chajan, thanks for your time.
The pleasure, Dio.